On the night of August 20th, 1949, at around 11 p.m., near Las Cruces, New Mexico, eminent astronomer Clyde Tombaugh, the discoverer of Pluto, was sitting in his backyard with his wife and mother-in-law, watching the night sky. Not unusual for a family so intimately linked with astronomy. To Tombaugh's surprise, he and the others spotted two rectangular objects that faded from view. Perplexed by this, Tombaugh would go on to see several other UFOs during his career as an astronomer, and to the distaste of many of his colleagues, called for serious research into the matter. Very little of that happened, and after the UFO craze of the 1950s died down, things like the now infamous Roswell incident, if it indeed occurred, faded for a time into obscurity, only to be rediscovered later and brought to public attention that the U.S. government had, in 1947, recovered an object of unknown, potentially alien, origin in New Mexico. The problem, however, is that there was never any evidence. What was present was the U.S. government repeatedly changing their official story on just what happened. The first statement on the matter was that they had recovered a flying saucer, which was changed the next day to a weather balloon, which was changed again decades later to a top-secret Project Mogul balloon array. And that story may change again. With the recent extraordinary claims of whistleblowers in government, starting with David Grush, but apparently involving a number of others behind closed doors, the claim that the U.S. government has downed craft of unknown origin has once again come into focus. But this time, there is congressional action on the matter, and a chance of actually resolving it. My guest today is at the forefront in the U.S. House of Representatives of figuring out just what's going on here. At the very least, it's not true, or it was a disinformation campaign that's gotten out of hand. But at the most, it holds the potential to answer the question of, are we alone? We can only just wait and see.
You have fallen into Event Horizon with John Michael Godier.
Representative Tim Burchett, welcome back to the program.
Thank you all for having me.
Now, Tim, we're in a weird situation where we have a rather extraordinary claim by a whistleblower, at least a public one, that seems to be backed up, at least according to Marco Rubio and others, that we have a weird SAP, a special access program within government that was not properly reported to Congress for oversight. Now, the House, which you're a member of, is the checkbook of the government. In other words, you can sit there and say, what are we going to fund and what doesn't get funded and that sort of thing. Are you concerned that you might be dealing with something that needs to be defunded, some sort of situation where it wasn't properly reported to Congress and the money needs to be looked at?
Yeah, 100%. You know, I've been in Congress for 5 years. And, you know, they audit everybody, and then the Pentagon gets audited, and then lo and behold, they're a billion with a B dollars out of whack, and nobody even questions it. So, of course, they need to. In these days of fiscal scrutiny, as a fiscal conservative, I'm for cutting their money out. You know, that's part of the deal. Everybody's afraid to poke at the Pentagon because they'll be afraid, both sides, actually, Democrats and Republicans, they'll be labeled as, you know, wanting to defund our defense system. And that's, you know, to me, that's kind of a bogus argument because everybody knows how wasteful they are. And half the people don't even agree on our $114 billion unchecked dollars to Ukraine. So, and everything else we're doing all over the world. So, I'm ready to do it. And part of the problem too, you're going to see is our defense people, our departments, our research institutions are going to say, we need to study the UFO phenomena or UAP or whatever you want to call it. And lo and behold, they'll offer to study it if we'll fund them. And, you know, my point on that is we don't need to fund anybody anymore. Let's just turn loose the reports. Quit with the redacted reports that look like Swiss cheese with everything whited out or blacked out. And just give us all the information and let the American public decide. We can handle it. Stop with the arrogance. Stop with the corruption. Let's just get it all out there.
Now, have you, as a congressman, seen, you know, redacted stuff that shouldn't be redacted? In other words, instead of names and methods and things like that, what they show you as an elected official, do you see stuff that should be out there that isn't?
Yeah, I mean, I've been briefed in secure briefings and things, and it needs to be out there. Absolutely, 100%. I haven't seen anything that should not be. And what they'll do is they'll say, well, the reason we detected this was because of our double secret sonar or radar. I'm pretty sure, I have never been in a situation, but I, from what I understand, that is especially the underwater stuff. That's, I remember I was in the hearing, the original UFO, supposed to be a UFO hearing that's going to blow the lid off of it, when we got hosed of the intelligence committee, which was a public briefing. And then somebody asked a question and they said, we'll have to brief you in a classified setting. So that meant that, in fact, there was something else that was probably a detection unit that we didn't want somebody else to know about. And also, that's the way that the big boys keep Congress from being able to talk about something publicly. They'll say, they'll put it in a classified briefing and you're briefed in the skiff. You have to go in. I mean, it's James Bond kind of stuff. You can't take your cell phone or your Fitbit or whatever, and any kind of electronic or any kind of recording devices. You have to take all those off and you put them into a little secure little vault that you get assigned as you walk into the skiff. So, you know, it's pretty well contained, and it's also pretty well, to me, I think that's where some of the corruption enters into it.
Yeah. If you can keep something secret like that, then you can also allow in the corruption. Now, underwater stuff. So do we see, at least in your mind and from what you've seen, do we see just as much underwater as far as UAP or UFOs?
Not
you in the skies.
Not as much, because we have a fleet of subs, obviously, but it's they don't cover the same territory as fast as the aircraft do.
Now, within this, your sense, do you as a congressman think that something is being hidden from you? In other words, you know, we have all of this.
Absolutely. When myself, Matt Gaetz, and Representative Luna were briefed down in Florida, you know, they weren't, we were told we were going to get to see some things. And I warned Matt Gaetz. I said, when we get down there, you know, they're going to pull back on some of this stuff. And in fact, sure enough, they just were not going to allow us to see any of it. And they said we didn't have the clearance. And I'm like, well, what clearance? You know, we had the highest levels of clearance as congressmen. And I mean, for goodness sakes, Matt Gaetz serves on the military funding committee. And he represents some of the biggest bases in the country. They do that stuff all the time to you. And you don't know what to ask. Most of those guys, I mean, they can't even spell UFO.
Now, improper briefing, in other words, not informing Congress, how big of a problem is this within government, especially in the House, which is the checkbook? Yeah, and so how big of a problem is this? Do you run into this in other areas where they get dodgy on information?
I've been in a setting and I felt like, I believe it was the CIA didn't tell me the truth about something, and I corrected him. And or I asked for further clarification because that's not what I understood. And they realized that we knew what we were talking about and they backed off. I think it's a cat and mouse kind of game that they play with us. It's an arrogance. They don't want us to know. And honestly, a lot of people will just leak stuff. I made the, when I first got to Congress, there was an older Democrat, kind of a crusty old guy, kind of palled around with some, which those kind of people I seem to be more attracted to, you know, to hang out with. And I leaned over to him. I said, so let me get this straight. And we were in the skiff, you know, and we were getting some top secret stuff. And he said, I said, if I miss this meeting, I can probably catch it all on CNN in 30 minutes. And he goes, he shook his head and said, no, it'd be about 15 minutes. And then, you know, so I, you know, it's a lot of the stuff they tell you is probably not that secret. And then I think part of it's a trap too, to get you in there so that you legally can't talk about stuff. So, you know, it's, and sometimes I won't even go to the secure, not on the UFOs or UAPs, but sometimes I won't even go to a meeting on an issue because I know they're going to tell me something I already know. And then I'm going to be asked by the press and I want to tell them, give them the correct answer, or asked by a constituent or what have you, or be able to talk intelligently about it. And then I can't even talk about it. So I just won't even go to the hearing or the briefing, I should say.
As a congressman, have you seen compelling evidence that we're actually seeing something really weird in the skies that might affect national security or global security for that matter, that might be of this, not of this earth?
Oh, 100%. 100%. No question.
Now, with what we see out here in the public, we see little bits and pieces of footage. Have you seen more compelling evidence than what's out there publicly that you would see on in the mainstream media?
Heck yes.
So there's something to it. Can you envision a scenario where they lay it out for you that it is just so dangerous as far as national security or public security or whatever you want to call it, that they should keep it secret? Do you think they can make a case to you not to spill the beans if you find out?
No, I don't think they could. I mean, that's why I'm cautious about going into a secure briefing on something where they would tell me something I already knew. But no, we've been dealing with this at least since 1947, probably since about 1893, I believe, was the Aurora, Texas. I think it was when it was. I'm not sure when that event. You can research that or Google it or whatever. But no, I mean, if they're out there. And if they have this kind of technology, then, I mean, I've said this before, they could turn us into a charcoal briquette. If they can travel light years or at the speeds that we've seen and defy physics as we know it, fly underwater, don't show a heat trail, things like that, then we're out of our league. We couldn't handle it. We couldn't fight them off if we wanted to. That's why I don't think that they're a threat to us, or they would already have been.
Well, if statistically speaking, if they've been here for 100 years, they've been here for tens of thousands of years. You know, it's very unlikely they would just show up. So if they wanted to do something, they might have. So let me ask you this. We're heading into House hearings, all right, onto this, maybe late July, you know, whenever the scheduling happens.
Yeah.
What questions do you want to ask the officials from the DOD about this issue?
Well, that's just it. I don't know if I'm going to have anybody from DOD is going to be there, because they've had their opportunity to lie to us for the last few decades, and they're not going to bring forth anything. I think we need to bring forth credible witnesses, people, pilots, people, government officials, people that are scientists that have seen something out of the ordinary and that can describe it, or possibly even bring videotape of something to describe it to us, what's going on in those tapes. Because the Department of Defense is just a bureaucracy. There is more people in the Department of Defense than the Department of Defense is bigger than the Department than the Navy, if that tells you anything. I mean, it's a huge bureaucracy. And all bureaucracies do is justify their existence. I have no time for them. I would start cutting their budget till they started proving to me that they accomplished anything. You know, we have more people pushing pencils than push bullets. So to me, that's I really don't care about a lot of Pentagon officials. I want pilots. I want people in the know. I want people that are out of that realm and that can speak freely about it.
Now, of course,
and of course, everyone that does will probably get a dose of from the government or whoever. There'll be exposés on them, and they'll try to detract from their reputations.
Now, of course, we're dealing with the situation of Grush, you know, where he's saying that we have recovered materials from these yep. whatever this is. Do you, from within government, see corroboration of this? I mean, does it appear to be real?
Yeah, I know him. I didn't need him to come. I've been saying this before he was on the scene. I've talked to too many people I've been briefed by too many folks. I've talked to too many. And if there's a craft, some being had to fly it. So yes, yes, and yes.
Now, funding. So say it comes to light that there's the special access program that is not under the oversight of the House. What can you do? Can you specifically draft a law or whatever to defund it and stop it and blow the whistle? And or could it possibly be hidden within the contractor system to yeah. where there's that, not much that, you can do?
That's more likely what it is. But they go rogue. And why are we funding it if we're not gaining access to it, or if we're using it? Are they funding it so they can sell the information or do whatever? So I wonder if when they do that, are they just creating their own little fiefdom, own little profit center for themselves, which I'm pretty sure that's what's happened. We've turned it loose out into the corporate world. There's five or six corporations that probably have the capability and the security to maintain something like that. And anybody who could connect the dots with, say, a Roswell or whatever, isn't around to do that anymore, isn't alive.
So is it easier for a private corporation, you know, a contractor, to keep something secret than it is for a government?
I think so, but you got to realize billion-dollar corporations have probably the same capabilities that a government would, and maybe even more.
And they also have questions like intellectual property. So they, if the government gave them something 60 years ago, you know, say they recovered something and handed it over to a company, and they're yeah. like, it's easier to keep it secret this way than it is to keep it within government. Do you think that that's possible? I mean, how possible yeah. is it to keep something not classified within government, you know, but classified within the private system because of intellectual property questions?
I think it's very possible. I think it's possible. And yes, it's done. I mean, you hear inventions and discoveries all the time that have been on a shelf somewhere for quite some time. You know, you take it, for example, and I don't know if I've told you this before, so if I have, just stop me or tell me the end conclusion. But I knock on doors when I run for office, because the big boys usually don't support me until after the election's over and after we've won. And so I knock on doors. That's how I get elected. And I'm knocking on doors in West Knoxville, an older gentleman, he's putting his flag out. And I always ask, generally, if somebody has a flag out, they're a veteran. He said, no, I didn't serve. And he kind of looked away and he said, yeah, I worked at Oak Ridge. And I said, my daddy, you know, was on Okinawa when they dropped the bomb. So if he was alive today, he'd probably hug your neck because we had a good life because he didn't have to go invade Japan. And I asked him what he did. He worked at Oak Ridge National Laboratory on the bomb. And he said, you know, funny thing, he said, my wife, I guess it was his girlfriend at the time, she worked on just down the hall from him, but he worked on one part of the bomb, a fuse, I think, and she worked on a switch. And they never knew what each other did. And just because of the compartmentalization of it all back then, and the secrecy and the thought to keep it, which we don't have a lot of now, the national defense edge, I guess, or, you know, crow America. So everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody's wanting to tell a story and disclose something. But back then, you know, I mean, the guy marries a woman and he doesn't know for years what she actually did. And they both were working on the atomic bomb. So, you know, yeah. I think you can be compartmentalized and you can be working on something and not know exactly what you're working on, analyzing a piece of metal or some structure that you're only allowed to see a small portion of is in fact a great possibility. And also it could be a fake and knowing that you'll put it out. And that's why we have a lot of false flags out here in the UAP UFO world. So I'm very cautious about jumping on the first horse that comes down the track. I've been told and briefed and shown things that I was very cautious about, and then I'm generally been right about that were not legit, and people have called and asked me to come out and view things, and I won't do it. Partly because I'm afraid I'll end up in somebody's freezer in North Carolina. And two, because I feel like they're probably giving me some false information and I come forward with that, and that discredits the whole movement.
Indeed. Now, but from what you've seen within government on an official basis, can you confidently say that we're looking at another Watergate, a potential Watergate, where a floodgate will open and this... at least the idea of a potentially illegal but kept from oversight special access program might come to light and become a huge national issue?
I think what you'll see is that they'll hide it under national defense, and it will not be a Watergate type thing. It'll be, I think, the knowledge and the realization will be so huge that will be overwhelmed by just people's more questioning about what's going on. And the people that do it will be, you know, they're on sworn to secrecy. And I guess you could make the case that you wouldn't want Congress to know everything because they're just a bunch of loudmouths and be telling everybody. And as soon as they did, the Chinese would have it. And then we would be, it wouldn't serve our purpose. So I see where you're going to with that. I think I'm more worried about the corruption of people profiting from stuff like this than I am of the other. But yeah, I don't like any of it. I would give them some leeway if they would just come forward with some information.
So what's the environment in Congress? Do you have a lot of support within the House and any Senate?
Yeah, we do. And there's a lot of people that have come forward to me personally, but won't publicly because of their, you know, they're afraid they're going to get shunned or whatever. I mean, you know, I fully intend to see people use this to raise money and to run against me next time I run, and if I choose to run again in a year or so. So, you know, it's a real threat. And it two, is, you've got people in Congress that are, I mean, let's be honest, they're compromised, brother. They are completely compromised. And they're in situations where they could be blackmailed or otherwise. I mean, we just got to be honest about the thing, about human nature. You're sitting at some bar somewhere and some attractive person is talking to you. Next thing you know, you're in a motel room with them. And the next thing you know, they've got tapes of you. And next thing you know, they own your ass. And if you, and you know, it's just the reality of the world we live in. It's high stakes and it's billions of dollars and it's power and it's influence. So it's no different than a lot of other areas.
Do you think we'll get to the bottom of it eventually as to the truth of whatever this is, whatever they're seeing and whatever they may have? Do you think that we have a solid chance to the actions of the Senate and House recently to actually lay it to rest and say yes or no reliably?
I'd be surprised if we ever got to the bottom of it. I think it's just so deep. Here we are 60 years after John F. Kennedy was shot, and they won't, and nobody's alive that was involved in that, and they won't release that. So I just, you know, it's power, it's influence, it's money, and all those things wrapped up in it.
So in the hearings, what questions are you going to ask? I mean, what are you going to say to either a witness or a whistleblower or whatever? Apparently, according to Marco Rubio, there are many of those, or quite a number of them. If you get to talk to those people, what do you ask them? And if you get back to talking to people from the Pentagon, what would you ask them in response? So, you know, you hear the accounts, you hear the whistleblowers. What do you ask the actual officials? And if they don't give you the answer that you want, you know, or they're not forthcoming, rather, what do you do? How do you defund them?
Well, I'm going to listen first. I'm going to listen to the other people on the committee that are going to ask a lot of pointed questions. I'm sure I'm not going to disclose what I'm going to ask just yet, because I don't want to skewer the people, and I don't want to tip off some other folks about what I know that are not too friendly to this issue. You know, you'll see a movement probably afoot to remove some of the witnesses that will be called, or they'll be discredited. So I'm going to hold my questions to the day of questioning, because I want it to be real. I don't want it to be coached, and I always tell people prepared speech is kind of like a prepared prayer. It's not necessarily from the heart. So I'm just going to wait to that day and I guess spring it on them.
Bipartisan. Now, this seems to be a very unusually bipartisan issue. So are you talking to the Democrats? I know you're a Republican.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to have equal number of Democrats as we do Republicans. I don't really care. This is not a partisan issue, and I'm not going to allow it to be partisan. If I'm, in fact, heading it up. So we'll just see. We'll see. It's, I think, somebody will attempt to do it. Somebody will take a poke at somebody, and then hopefully we can kind of turn that back. And we just keep it a nonpartisan, because I've talked to enough Democrats about the issue and they're concerned just as I am. And they want to get to the bottom of it.
Keep it even. My last question for you is this. So if we find, regardless of the topic, if we find that there are SAPs that have no oversight from the House, what's the tool to kill them? You know, so say it's a disinformation campaign, say it's a PSYOP. Right. Yeah. What can Congress do to kill it? Because if they've been running some sort of disinformation campaign saying aliens are flying around in the atmosphere for the last 80 years, that's kind of a problem in government, right? You know, that we can
line item that department, and it's called the Defense Authorization, and then we can cut it out. and we can bring them in before the committee and swear them under oath, make sure that the departments are doing that.
All right, Representative Burchett, thank you for joining us today, and I wish you great luck in weeding through this rather nasty matter, and I hope it gets the the scrutiny that's due to it, because whatever it is, whether it's some sort of weird situation that doesn't quite fit our paradigm, aliens or whatever, or if it's just some sort of weird long-running psyop, it needs to be called out and killed. Because it's
I agree with you 100%. And I hope we're going to get closer to the bottom of it. I don't know if we'll get to the bottom of it. We'll get closer.
Event Horizon and my channel are now available as a podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube memberships. Early ad-free episodes, bonus episodes, and sleep-focused content. Sign up now by clicking the links below to your platform of choice.